What's up, Oos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me, about to get them, all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big on your landscape project at Menards. Whether you're shopping for edgers, pavers, or wall blocks, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Build a beautiful border for your landscape with our interlock edgers on sale now through March 22nd. Save big on landscape block at Menards. Also, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Get it? The Burt Show.
There are very few times in life where you get a redo. You can make it right this time where you blew it the first time, right? Well, Abby has that chance this weekend.
I'm trying to rewrite the ending to a Wattpad experience I had a couple years ago in Nashville. I want my chance for a do-over. Now, anytime I need to remind myself that I'm an attractive girl, I think back to this moment and how it could have been the perfect meet cute. But because I'm stupid and oblivious, I absolutely fumbled the bag. So I'm going to Nashville this weekend to celebrate my birthday with a friend, and I think this might be my chance to make this moment finally happen. It'll look a little different, but maybe I can finally get that happy ending in a different way.
So this is your redemption arc.
This is my redemption arc. So a couple years ago, I did this really fun girls trip to Nashville. This is one of the most fun trips I've ever taken. It was me and a bunch of my best friends back in Florida. And we just spent like 3 days just bopping around Broadway. We went to all the honky tonks. We listened to live music. We danced. We drank White Claws. We did all the girly things you're supposed to do in Nashville. And I remember this one day, I think it was like the Saturday we were there, and we were hanging out at this bar called Jason Aldean's. And if you've ever been to Jason Aldean's in Nashville, this is one of the biggest honky-tonks on Broadway.
Do you know who owns that?
Is it Morgan Wallen?
No, Jason Aldean.
Shut up.
It's Tim McGraw.
So Jason Aldean's on Broadway has multiple levels. It's kind of like part honky-tonk, and then there's sort of like a club element to it, but then there's also this massive, massive patio. And that's always where I like to hang out because it's usually beautiful when I go to Nashville. The sun is shining. They usually have a live band. There's a bar. It's a vibe. So we're hanging out at Jason Aldean's, and I remember being really excited because a live band had just started to play. And that's when I get excited because then you start making requests. You can pick out your favorite songs. You can dance with your girls. It's the best. And
I want to picture the whole thing, Abby. So when you dress up for Nashville, do you like tap into like some country western wear, or are you just like cute Gen Z girl?
No. Here's the fun thing about Nashville is that nobody really tries like outfit wise.
Yeah.
Unless you're going for like a bachelorette party, then the girls like to wear their boots.
Yeah.
But in Nashville, like most of the honky tonks are so chill that a lot of people are just wearing like denim shorts. So for me, I'll kind of do like an elevated laid back look where it's like a fun denim short and like a cute bodysuit. But most of the time I'm wearing like Converse and Keds. Like I'm there to dance and I'm there to take tequila shots. Like that is my one goal while I'm there. So we're hanging out at Jason Aldean's and the live band has just come on and we mosey our way to the front. And Jason Aldean's definitely has like a fun young crowd. So we're surrounded by all people our age and we're just having like the best time. And I'm dancing. I'm sure some like Riley Green or Luke Combs song is coming on and I'm just dancing, bopping around, having a good time. And all of a sudden I feel something hit my forehead and I'm like, I'm a little drunk. So I'm like, whatever. And my girlfriends go, Abby, Abby. And I go, who's that? Who died? Like what fire alarm is going off? And my friend leans down and she picks up a guitar pick that had hit my forehead, apparently. And she goes, Abby, the guitar player over there just threw that at you. Go say hi.
Man, like, was he Tom Brady?
The aim was impeccable. And I'm sitting there like, there's a thousand, or not a thousand, there's probably 100 other, you know, stupid blonde looking girls. There's no way he probably just threw it out there and hoping it was going to hit some desperate chick looking for attention.
Is this a live music thing? Like if a dude is interested in you and he's in the band, he'll throw like the pick at you or something?
Supposedly.
Oh,
but
okay.
I didn't know that. A drumstick.
Does the guy play the drums? I was about to say, throw drumsticks?
That's a lawsuit. Like, I don't know if that's like a good move if you're going to throw the drumstick at a girl.
I know they've always thrown it out into the crowd, but I didn't realize that the intent was to hit the person that you're attracted to with it.
Well, that's the only reason I believe it, because my friends said they saw the whole thing happen, that he looked at me and then threw it at me. Because otherwise I would have been like, oh, it's just a guitar pick. I don't know. They're falling from the sky. They're hailing guitar picks. It's Nashville. You don't know.
Was it at the end of the set or was it like during their set?
No, they're like still playing.
Yes, that was pointed. That was like, at the end of the set, some of the times the guitars, they just chuck a ton of like guitar picks out into the audience for people to take as souvenirs. But if this is like still in the middle of the set, oh no, he saw you. That was a pointed pick throw at you.
I wish I would have known this when I was single doing Burt Show events because I would have thrown microphones at women. Bink, bam! Yeah, that one was intended for you.
Yeah, he'd be like, see you in court, baby. So I'm like, okay, well, you know, this is very flattering. Like, this is fun. All my girls are like, let's go make this happen. Like, you need to say something to him. And I'm like, okay. So I'm standing there. I'm like trying to devise a plan. I'm like, how do I get this man's attention again? Because now I'm trying to like make eye contact with him from the middle of the mosh pit. I'm like, hey, remember me, the cute blonde girl you liked 5 minutes ago? And we devise this plan to get his attention and throw the guitar pick back at him so I can try and like, you know, make this happen because I feel bad that I've essentially rejected him. He probably thinks I've rejected him because I didn't, you know,
this was the plan. You wait till their set's over and then you go talk to him.
Oh.
Or you give him, you say, hey, you must have dropped this. Or you give it to him. So he's like, oh, I get what you're doing. You're flirting with me too.
This was Tipsy Us's plan.
Because the man's still working. He's on stage.
He's got
still working.
Man's got to eat. So we mosey our way to the front of the crowd, and I'm like thinking, okay, I'm gonna somehow get his attention, and I'm gonna like kiss the guitar pick, and then I'm gonna throw it at him.
OMG!
Okay.
OMG!
All right. Okay.
And then we're gonna fall in love, and we're gonna have a bunch of little babies wearing cowboy boots running around. So we think this is a really good idea. We go to the front of the mosh pit or whatever, and I can't remember for the life of me how we waved at him to get his attention. Because for like a split second, because for a while he wasn't making eye contact with me. Because I remember just kind of being there like dodging the other girls, being like, hey, hey. And finally, I get close enough to where I can like shout at him. And he looks at me for a brief second, literally a brief second. Because then I'm like, okay, this is my one chance. He looks at me and I go in to kiss the guitar pick and he looks away.
Oh, no.
And then by then I'd already like committed to the bit. So then I just like chucked the guitar pick back on stage. It totally misses him. I never get an interaction with this man. And now I am determined to have my Nashville meet cute happen this weekend.
Okay.
I've just got to figure out how to make it happen with another random man on stage.
So there's no chance of you going back same place. And I mean, if you thought you were cute when the last time you were in Nashville, you're still cute now.
And I have a nose job now.
Oh,
I got up about 2.5 points. That was a 4 then. 6.5 now, baby.
So is a chance that you can go back to that place and try to like get in front of the stage and have them knock you out with a drumstick?
I guess I'll just camp out at Jason Aldean's this weekend, but we'll make it happen.
It's The Burt Show.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Chumba. Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Mo owes you guys a big apology this morning. And we're getting a lot of these now, messages from you guys saying, hey, I'm getting gout ads on my social media now.
Oh, you want me to apologize for getting gout? Huh? Yeah. That's what you want me to do.
So we've been getting a whole bunch of people saying, man, since you guys have been talking about gout, all I'm doing is getting gout ads now.
That's actually funny, man. So many people have hit me up like, what is gout? I never even heard of it until you had it.
Yeah. But
I promise you the real thing is more painful than the ads.
Yeah, no doubt, man. It's worked its way up to your leg now.
Yeah, man. It started in my foot, and I thought that was hopefully the end of it, and I would prevent flare-ups from that point on, and less than a week later, it somehow found its way to my knee, and the foot was like 3 days, and then I was cool, but the knee has been lingering for over a week now, and I just don't know what to do at this point.
I'm sorry, man. Ugh. And it just affects you in every area.
Every single area. I mean, walking. you can't do much without walking. So, I mean, going to the gym, trying to do, like, I'm trying to go places. At this point, it's like you don't even want to get up. That's how painful it can be.
A second thing I wanted to mention here, just as a follow-up, they still haven't found that goat, you guys.
How have they not found him?
It's so funny that, like, the first couple of things I will ever do in the morning when I wake up is I check the Padres score. That's a baseball team out of San Diego, because that's where I'm from.
Are you serious?
And the Braves score. Those are the first two things I do. I bypassed both of those this morning and went right to the goat to see if it's been caught, and it has not been caught yet still.
Yeah, I just Googled Duluth goat, and it's still the story from yesterday. There are no updates. And then I also Googled Hoofed Houdini.
Yeah.
As that's its nickname now, which I agree is, it's not a very good nickname.
That's not it.
There's no updates.
Nothing.
On the Hoofed Houdini.
It's a very elusive goat, man.
They can't catch him.
It was in Duluth and Suwannee, and then it worked its way back to Duluth, and they can't find it now.
Have they seen him recently, or they can't catch him?
I don't know.
There's literally no updates of anybody, like, having spotted the elusive goat.
I kind of want him to keep going.
Yeah. All right, and one last thing here. And Cassie, I think that you passed this on to us a couple of weeks ago, that Waymo is going to be making its way into Atlanta.
Yeah, and I saw one the other day.
So did I.
Yeah, I saw it outside Yeah Burger in, like, Midtown.
I was in downtown. It's the driverless Ubers.
Waymo. I have never heard of this.
So they're, like, literally driverless cars that you can call on Uber. There is no driver. They just use cameras, mm-hmm. and it drives for you.
My knee-jerk reaction was to be terrified by that, but then I just remember how many horrible small talk conversations I've had in my Ubers. Wow, this is great. This is great for introverts everywhere.
So here's, like, worst case scenario with these Waymos. I'm not scared to go inside of them, but when you think about it, it's kind of freaky. There's nobody actually driving the car. This is a woman in Texas right now. Didn't have a great experience yesterday.
We're in a Waymo. It was going the wrong way. We called customer support. It stopped us right here and wouldn't let us out of the car. And we kept saying, hey, we're on a highway, please. Cars kept honking at us, and it would not move. It would not let us out. No one from customer support would actually move the Waymo. So now we're walking on Mopac, and our Waymo is still there. This is insane, Waymo.
You're totally out of control.
Yeah. That's one of those things, like, you know how it's impossible to get a hold of anybody from Uber or Lyft? If you're doing a driverless car, you have to have a way for you to get a hold of a real person if there's an emergency. And for this, I actually wouldn't be scared about having Waymo drive me, but I know how horrible Atlanta drivers are. And it's like the reaction time, you can't control other drivers, and I just don't know how Waymo would be able to deal with the horrendous Atlanta drivers.
Now, do we know if this is going to be cheaper than, like, your regular Uber if there's not any...
It should be.
It has to be. You're not paying a human.
Yeah. But the technology on it is so expensive that they could charge you for the technology, but you don't have a driver.
Well, I mean, there are other cars that do self-driving, and it is amazing what they can figure out is about to happen. Like, those stop accidents... cars ahead, and they'll stop your car because they can just, I don't know how it works. You would expect it to be cheaper, but not being able to get out of the car, no, it's like a little prison.
It's the Burt Show.
Get it? The Burt Show.
My obsession with finding this goat is a little out of hand. So there has been a report that there's been a goat on the loose. It started on Peachtree Industrial, I think, in Suwannee. Worked its way to Duluth, then maybe back to Suwannee, and nobody could find this goat that was just walking right down the middle of the street, right? Cops have been looking for it now for days. Vanessa here has an update. Hey, Vanessa.
Hi.
Morning.
So I, too, have been following the goat, and it turns out that it's not actually a goat.
What?
It's a sheep, and it's called a lordable sheep. So people caught a picture of it and realized that it's not a goat at all.
So sheep in goat's clothing.
That's good. That was that's, really no,
that's
good.
That's the gout talking.
You're kidding.
Thank you.
So let me ask you this. This sheep lives on a farm, and it escaped the farm?
Yeah, so there was, different places here are zoned for different types of animals, and there was a farm, a place in Suwannee that had the sheep, and the sheep escaped from their property, and it's just been on the loose it's been running amok, and and everybody's trying to get it.
Oh, so we still don't. All right, so we now can identify that it's a sheep and not a goat, but we still do not know where it is.
Well, no wonder nobody could find it, because they were looking for a frigging goat, right, not a sheep.
Exactly. All right, so it is still on the loose.
It's still on the loose, but and the most recent sighting is it's still within that Suwannee Duluth area.
Okay. All right. Now we have to come up with a different name, because it's not a goat or anything.
It still can be a hoofed Houdini. Sheep have hooves.
I guess they got hooves, yeah.
All right. Definitely. My friend, I sent her on my Ring camera. There was a, in my neighborhood, they posted a video of it running down the street from the Ring camera.
Yeah.
No.
And I sent it to my friend, and she replied back. She goes, "It's hoofing it."
There we go. What neighborhood is this?
I am in the Carriage Gate neighborhood in Duluth.
I think it's funny to like be checking out your Ring camera when it gives you the indication that there's something in the front of the house, and you look at it, it's just a sheep running down the street.
This happened in November of last year.
What?
So I'm Googling, trying to figure out, like, you know, the sheep. So apparently November 20th of 2024, Brad, the sheep that's been on the run in Duluth area for weeks, is back home. Oh, this was in Minnesota.
All right.
Okay.
Sorry.
Right.
But Minnesota, not Duluth.
Okay. Thank you, Vanessa. I appreciate it.
My bad. That was Duluth, Minnesota.
Bless your little heart.
Top-notch journalism, baby.
They are slowly reconsidering that, Gracie. I'm telling you, you're going to get out there and it's not going to be found anywhere.
But it was a sheep named Brad. How cute is that?
Now might be a good time to talk about therapy. So Abby came in here a couple of weeks ago. I thought this is really interesting, and I think it's happening more often now with people Abby's age, 25, 26, 27 years old, where instead of going to therapists and paying money for professional help, they're starting to use ChatGPT as their therapist and getting really solid advice.
Now, I'm not saying you should give up your therapist because ChatGPT is available, but if you're like me and, you know, therapy is just really expensive and every now and then you just need to check in, you don't need someone constantly. It was a really good tool for when I almost went back into some old behaviors and I just needed somebody to talk me off the ledge.
And so Cassie sent us a comment on social media because Chrissy said, "The Burt Show, could you hit up that therapist you always call and see what her thoughts / concerns are with people going to ChatGPT for friends / therapy? Maybe I'm weird, but I'd really like to see her views on the matter." So we're going to do a little ChatGPT convo with our therapist, Andrea Berkeley. But before we bring Andrea on, I did something special for you, Abby.
Like, oh God.
Sometimes you get a calling and you have to answer the call. And I made a song dedicated to you and your ChatGPT therapist.
Oh no.
Oh, Abby, you got ChatGPT. But you say they're just a friend. And you say they're just a friend. Oh, Abby, you got ChatGPT. You got no money to spend. Type your question and hit send. Oh, Abby, you got ChatGPT. But a pro might recommend your AI therapy should end.
Well done.
I have never seen Mo so ashamed to be a part of the show.
Oh, yes, you have.
If you want to break your contract, I'll endorse it.
Those are tears of joy.
Yeah, say something.
All right, so let's get Andrea Berkeley on. She is a licensed therapist. She gets paid to give advice to people. And here there are people like Abby, 25, 26, 27 years old. We don't need Andrea anymore. We got ChatGPT. Hey, Andrea.
Hey, Bert. This one gets a little personal for me because I have a pretty strong relationship with my ChatGPT. So on one hand, I'm like, this isn't great for therapy. And on the other hand, I'm like, hey, bestie, like, what do you think about this? So, you know, I can see both sides here.
I've always been curious where therapists go to get their therapy. Is it other therapists? Is it they know or not? So are some therapists now using ChatGPT as that person?
Man, I hope not, because I think therapists as a group really need good support. And if we are turning to ChatGPT for our therapy, then I feel like the whole system crumbles. I go to therapy. I go to a more advanced therapist than I am.
Okay, so here's the exercise that we would like to do before we get your opinion on it is we had Abby, because she's the one that's been asking ChatGPT these questions about therapy. She has questions for ChatGPT that she has already had answered by ChatGPT, and we would like to see how they line up with the advice that you would give, okay? So Abby will tell you the question, we'll get your advice, and then we'll hear what ChatGPT said.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right.
So here's what I did with ChatGPT, because it keeps an entire memory log of every conversation you've ever had. So every question you've asked, every like midnight spiral you've had where you've talked to ChatGPT, they keep that on lock. So I went to my ChatGPT and I said, if you were going to have me ask a real therapist questions based off of our conversations, what would you have me ask? And then I also had them answer it. So the first question that ChatGPT wrote up for me is, do I crave chaos in love because I mistake it for passion?
Oh, I think that's a great question. The answer would have a lot to do with your personal history. I don't think it's just about craving chaos or passion. The real question is, like, if you do, why? Usually you want or you seek those kind of relationships because they're familiar in some sort of way. And so that would be my guess, not knowing any of your history and you're in ChatGPT's previous conversation. I would be curious about your personal history, especially early history.
All right, what's ChatGPT say?
So ChatGPT says, sometimes yes, because the chaos is loud. It drowns out your doubts. It gives you something to solve, something to win. But passion isn't the same as intensity. If love feels like a roller coaster, ask yourself, am I actually in love with them or with the emotional high of being chosen, rejected, and then re-chosen again? That back and forth creates a hormonal cocktail that feels like connection, but it's just cortisol cosplaying as chemistry.
So this is really interesting, and it's obvious as well that Andrea as a person can ask you about your history, where all these things come from, and in sessions learns about you, where AI is going to pull a whole bunch of different advice on that topic from the internet, but it doesn't have anything to do with you.
It's not personal.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. And nothing it said was wrong. Those were all fair insights, but they don't put the pieces together unless you're feeding it tons and tons and tons and tons of information and it's asking you the right question, like, where does this come from?
Okay, the next question it had me ask is, how do I balance wanting external validation with developing deeper internal validation?
Well, first, I would validate the fact that it's normal to want external validation. That is okay. But what I think I would turn you towards a little bit more is that you're not going to have peace in your life until you start to have that connection to yourself, because relying on somebody else to provide validation for you, it's unreliable.
And ChatGPT said, let's be real. We all like a little clapping from the crowd, especially when you're in a public facing space like Instagram. But the key difference is this: external validation should be the confetti, not the cake. And then it's longer, but we don't have time.
Yeah, again, it's just going to pull like a generic answer based on what your question is, but it doesn't know anything about you unless you got really granular with your prompt.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on if you're spending the extra money to be able to send 5,000 messages a day, which I haven't hit that rock bottom yet.
Which we didn't even know until recently that we always thought ChatGPT, if you're not paying for the whole thing, that it will spit out as much advice or info as you want. And Abby says, no, they're sick of me. They're trying to charge me.
All right, the third and final question is, how do I stop trying to fix everything? My body, my relationships, and my career. Like, there's always something wrong.
Well, again, I, as a therapist, as a human person, I start by validating that it's really normal in our culture, in our society, to have this kind of do better, work harder, get to the next level, stance in life. But again, like the most important question is, where does this come from? And it requires understanding your personal history, but also, what is this behavior serving for you? It's a human process.
And ChatGPT said that, quote unquote, fix it impulse, it's just anxiety wearing a blazer. It wants control, not peace. But here's the truth. You're not a broken project. You are a growing person.
I'm taking you every day of the week, Andrea. Every day of the week over ChatGPT. Tell people about your podcast and what you got coming up.
So the podcast is called Sounds Like Therapy. So if you actually want to hear real therapeutic conversations, then you should turn into my podcast because I often sit down with listeners and have those conversations. This week, I will be answering a question from a woman who has a husband in the military, talking about how to deal with that change when he comes back home.
Sure. And again, the name of the podcast?
Sounds Like Therapy. Real therapy by humans.
Thanks, Andrea.
Get it. The Burt Show.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Shaquille O'Neal might have a big new endorsement deal, and it has everything to do with one of his more embarrassing moments that took place this week. So he was in the middle of a broadcast called Inside the NBA, and he's sitting there at the desk with his co-hosts, Charles Barkley, Ernie Johnson, Kenny the Jet Smith. They're all talking basketball. And then all of a sudden, Shaq gets up and he starts waddling because he felt something rumbling downstairs.
The other thing about Kawhi is, you know, what I...
You all right, big fella?
Yeah, you know, catching a cramp.
Go ahead, keep talking, Jeff.
Yeah, we're on TV.
I know what we're doing, go ahead.
Yeah, that's that olive oil you've been drinking.
I know.
Hey, take some matches with you.
Hey, listen, he couldn't hold it.
He can't hold it.
After 40, you can't hold it no more.
You gotta go. You gotta go.
Oh, wow.
So now an adult diaper company wants to send him a quote unquote Shaq support pack, complete with extra large and heavy duty wipes. Also, he doesn't have to deal with that embarrassing moment during a live broadcast again.
Have you seen how many products that dude endorses? I would not be shocked at all if he actually takes them up on it.
Oh, for sure. Was it Depends that hit him up?
It wasn't Depends. It's like another off. I don't want to call it an off-brand, but it's not Depends or Poise or whatever.
All right, so he is notorious. That man is a businessman through and through. He never turns down a dollar. No. He endorses. I pulled up the list. I have the full list of everything he has endorsed or is currently endorsing.
I want to hear it because I know when I see those commercials for Carnival that he's saying, this is the greatest time of my life. That man was never on a Carnival cruise. Never.
He also endorses like Gold Bond moisturizers. Isn't that like the moisturizer for stretch marks?
Is this a game where you like tell us two brands and we have to guess which one like he actually endorses?
We can't play that game because he endorses everything. Every single one.
Literally. All right. So Papa John's, Shaq is a franchisee in the face of the Shaqaroni pizza. PepsiCo, he's been a Pepsi spokesperson for years. Burger King, he had a Shaq pack meal deal. Oreo, he's been involved in campaigns like the hashtag Oreo Dunk sweepstakes. Little Shaq books and Shaq food games. Love Shaq Vodka. That's a brand he promoted. Then you have Shaq Footwear, his own footwear line. Dunkman Shoes and Apparel, a brand he promoted. JCPenney's, or it's actually JCPenney, but we love to add the S on. Reebok, he's the president of Reebok Basketball. Then you have the General Insurance.
Wow.
You remember those General commercials?
Yeah, of course.
Icy Hot, Gold Bond, Krispy Kreme, because he purchased the iconic Atlanta location.
Yep.
Epson, he's all about ink for printers for some reason. Carnival Cruise Line, because he's their chief fun officer. Rooms to Go, Fortnite. He's been involved with Big Chicken, a chicken restaurant chain. Then Klarna, a payment service he's endorsed.
Oh yeah, I love Klarna.
Yeah, all you got to do is ask. Do you know how much he makes in endorsements every year?
Uh-uh.
I got the answer.
How much?
$60 million.
Damn. Just endorsements.
Just endorsements.
That's unbelievable.
I would also be the chief fun officer for $60 million a year.
I will wear me some Depends for $60 million.
You better believe it. My jeans.
I just found a longer list.
There's more?
I was about to say, that actually fell short.
I just found a list from Sports Illustrated of 50 50
Damn.
Products. With, a sleep apnea max, a power mask, a power balance bracelet, iGo headphones, Susta sugar substitute, Quick Sticks glucose, Apollo Jets, Enlightened Diet Strips, the Shackdown app, Tout, Audemars Piguet watches, Toys R Us for charity, something called Black Phone, 24 Hour Fitness, Radio Shack, Suit Man. Dude, this
he
list.
He has never said no, ever in life. And I think he said one time that every time he gives gifts to people, he always gives gifts from his endorsement so that he never has to actually pay out of his pocket for it.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Dove for men.
There's a producer in this studio that used to work with him on his podcast. I wonder if we can get him on so we can ask him how much it would cost us to have him endorse the Burt Show.
Oh, my God. Vitamin Water, Buick, Taco Bell.
He wouldn't say no.
Nestle Crunch.
I already know he wouldn't say no. I just don't know if I got the cash.
Give me a phone.
Clearly, he'll say yes.
That's insane. This is insane.
$60 million a year.
Well, because Shaq's endorsement list is so long, we have run out of time. So for more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
The Burt Show.
Is it ever a good idea or a good time to invoice your ex-boyfriend or your boyfriend? That was the center of our War of the Roses. And today is Follow-Up Thursday, where we conclude storylines that we had months ago and you guys remind us about.
So our listener, who had been dating a man for 4 months, noticed he frequently stayed at her place and helped himself to her food, drinks, and streaming services without asking permission. She started to feel like she'd been taken advantage of, so she reached out to us for advice. And we all told her to confront him directly, so she did. And instead of understanding, he responded by gaslighting her, dismissing her concerns as ridiculous, and questioning her commitment to the relationship and suggesting she was being petty. Ultimately, she couldn't tolerate the disrespect and decided to break up with him. She later considered sending him an invoice for everything he had consumed, and we all thought she should just let the situation go, but she was against it.
And the update reads, "Hey, after I last spoke to you all, I couldn't resist following through with that invoice idea. After our breakup, I put together what I called the X convenience store receipt and texted it to him. I itemized it, everything. The fancy craft beers he drank, the ice cream he demolished, the late-night pizza deliveries, and, of course, all those extra movie rentals. I sent him the receipt with a grand total. His response? 3 laughing emojis followed by a touche and then radio silence. 2 days later, a box of my favorite snacks and random Visa gift card showed up on my doorstep with a note saying, 'Fair is fair, no hard feelings.'
Huh.
I didn't expect that. I'm still 100% confident in my decision to break up with him, but at least he finally showed some sort of self-awareness from happily single."
Okay. Aww. Nothing to see here.
All's well that ends well.
Hey, real quick question for you guys. I know this is going to sound really stupid. I have heard this term over and over and over again, year after year after year. Never done it myself and still don't quite understand what it is. What is cleaning up for spring? Like spring?
Spring cleaning?
Spring. What is spring cleaning?
I feel like we kind of hibernate in the winter, and because it's so cold, your house gets excessively messy. So because of new beginnings and because of the blooming of spring, and you want a clean slate, you do spring cleaning. So you're purging all of your stuff from your house, you're organizing things, and it's just because spring is a renewal, it kind of sets you up for a fresh start.
Okay, I've seen it a couple of times on TikTok and never really understood what it was. So what does that entail? Like, you take all the clothes from one season and you replace them with another season? Do you change things in the house? What is spring cleaning?
Well, depending on the size of your closet, yeah, some people take their winter clothes and put them in a bin and shove them underneath the bed. And
every year?
Yeah, if you have a smaller place and you don't have enough room in your closet to put all your clothes, absolutely.
Okay.
But I don't think that's so much, that's not really spring cleaning. For me, it's like a deep clean. Mm-hmm. It means like you clean your baseboards, you clean your blinds, you clean the top of your fan blades. Like, you're really getting in and doing like a deep clean for just a whole like closet, or not closet, but a whole home reset.
So we do the show from Atlanta. Why would you do that in the spring if you know your whole house is going to be covered in pollen for the entire season anyway?
It's kind of like what Kristen said. It's just you hibernate during the winter and you don't really feel like doing stuff, and it just happens spring. People start waking up, and I think people are just like, I feel like cleaning. So you pull out your fridge and you do behind your fridge. You do the vents in your house. All the stuff you wouldn't normally do in the middle of the year.
Because in the winter, so many people deal with seasonal depression disorder and everybody's all sad. And the last thing they want to do is clean. But in spring, you, like I said, like you're awakened and you're in a better mood, which makes it easier to tackle these projects.
Am I the only one in here that doesn't do that? Has it never done a spring cleaning?
I've never done a spring cleaning.
Okay.
I don't do like an official spring cleaning, but if I have people coming over, I'm like, yeah, I should probably mop the floor.
Yeah, that's not necessarily spring. That's just because you...
it's me cleaning in spring.
It's called cleaning your...
That's just cleaning. I clean the same every season.
I've never really known exactly what it meant, and I just see so many TikToks right now, and I'm like, I don't think I've ever done it.
You never done a good spring clean?
Nah. Hell no. It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.